Morning.
Oh, so many yes. promises. And of course, our treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, brought down his first, and some people are saying his only budget last night. And yes, it did look like fistfuls of money were just being thrown at us. But is it, quote, an election con? That seems to be the stance of some people on this, including, I think, our next guest, Pat Conroy, who is, of course, the Federal Labor MP for Shortland. He's also the Shadow Assistant Minister for Climate Change and Energy and Infrastructure. He's also got a background in economics, so he should know what it's all about. Hello there, Pat.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. Thank you this morning, Pat. Firstly, I'd like to ask you your impressions of the federal budget, and do you really think that the Hunter got its fair share out of this budget?
The Hunter was ripped off massively in this budget. And you'd expect me to say that, but you just have to look at our key infrastructure priorities. For example, the Glendale Transport Interchange, which is the number one project for all 11 Hunter councils. For the sixth year in a row, this federal government refuses to fund it. If you look at the Singleton Bypass, they've refused to fund that as well. So on infrastructure, we're being ripped off. If you look at the $1.6 billion of cuts to NDIS spending as a pilot region for the NDIS, that budget cut is already having an impact on families in my community who are getting less money from the NDIS than they deserve.
Hey, Pat, you mentioned the infrastructure investment there. So what about the $1.6 billion for the Raymond Terrace M1 motorway extension? Would you have put the Glendale Interchange ahead of that?
Well, I welcome the M1 extension. That is an important piece of work that's been identified by Infrastructure Australia and it's long overdue. So that is good news and I should be open about that. But as I said, all 11 Hunter councils have said that the Glendale Transport Interchange is the number one project. For every dollar of public investment, $94 of private investment will be opened up. We'll see the potential of up to 10,000 jobs being created. It really is a key project to opening up the northern part of Lake Macquarie in the western part of Newcastle. So it's not about ranking projects per se and saying you should fund one over the other, but if this government's fair thinking about supporting the Hunter, they'd fund Glendale and the Singleton Bypass as well as the M1 extension.
So as far as matching is concerned, are there elements of this budget you think Labor will match though?
Well, a lot of the budget they've caught up to us. So for example, they've copied Labor's tax cuts for those between 40 and 120,000, but they've ignored the 2 million workers who earn less than $40,000 who don't get a single dollar of tax cuts under this year's budget, which is a disgrace. So they haven't caught up completely to our tax cuts there, but we have signaled that we will pass them as quickly as possible. And in fact, we've offered to pass them this year before we go home this week, but the government, for some reason, wants to take it to an election. So that's one of the key areas. On health cuts, they've still got $2 billion worth of cuts to hospital funding, and on schools, there's still $14 billion of cuts to public schools, which we've obviously committed to reversing.
All right, so you just mentioned the election there. We believe it will be announced by the weekend or on the weekend, yeah. May 11, 18 or 25. Do you actually have any insight? Does Labor know or do you find out the same time we do?
We find out the same time as you. I'll be listening to the radio while I do some housework on Sunday afternoon in case the Prime Minister's driving to the Governor-General's residence. My view is it's probably going to be May 11 or May 18. If he tries to go to May 25, there's a danger that the Electoral Commission won't have the Senate count finished by the 1st of July, which they have to do for constitutional reasons. We must have a new Senate by July 1. So my pick is 11 or 18, but I know as much as you.
All right. I did hear Mr. Shorten say last night that, you know, everyone seems to be blinded by the dollars and basically forgetting what a rabble the Liberal Party was a few months ago. Do you think they can buy back trust with what was issued last night?
Oh, I don't think so, to be honest. I think they're not giving the Australian people any credit at all. Like, when I talk to people, they just think Canberra's an embarrassment at the moment. We've had three prime ministers in a little over 3 years. We've had 13 energy policies in 2.5 years, and the Australian people are just sick of it. They want some stability, they want some unity, and they want an end to the chaos and infighting. And unfortunately, the current government can't deliver that. They're busy fighting each other even as we speak.
All right. Well, look, people will probably wonder why we don't have anyone from the Liberal side of things on. Basically, they were pretty much gagged. It was the Finance Minister, the Treasurer or the PM that could speak today. So we will catch up with Arthur Sinodinos this time tomorrow. But, Pat, you will be breaking the budget down for people. Now, I believe you've got things on at Valentine, Charlestown and Budgie Woy. Do you want to give them a bit of a plug?
Absolutely. So I run each year budget forums, which are apolitical events where I just provide information to people about what's in the what's in the budget, and answer their questions. And it's always really good evenings or days to exchange information. So the first one's next Tuesday, April 9, at Valentine Bowling Club in the evening. Then on the Wednesday, there's a budget forum on Wednesday morning at Charlestown Bowls Club. And then on Thursday, I'm at Halekulani Bowls Club at 9:30. So you can get more information from my office, or you can ring my office to reserve a spot. And I'd encourage everyone to come, as again, emphasise, I keep the spin to a minimum. It's hard for a politician to do that, but it's about presenting the facts, the numbers, and then talking to people and finding out what they're interested in. And so people can go to my website or ring my office on 4947-9546 to reserve a spot, and I'd encourage everyone to head along.
All right, Pat, it's been good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate that, and we wish you all the very best in the upcoming election.
Thanks very much. Have a great morning.
There he is, Kim, Federal Labor MP for Shortland and Shadow Assistant Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Pat Conroy.